And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. It's hard to believe, but almost 1 year ago, the Salam Shalom support group of the Church of Reconciliation brought 100 bus ads to the Chapel Hill bus system, which featured a smiling Palestinian grandfather and a smiling Israeli grandfather and two grandkids. The ad said, "Join with us, build peace with justice and equality within a colorful framework." That was no problem. However, underneath their picture in bold black letters was this phrase, "End U.S. military aid to Israel." First, the bus system said, "No way." Then they said, "Okay." And in early July of 2012, the ads were put in all the buses. Much later, through the fall of 2012, after four packed Chapel Hill Town Council meetings, lots of anger, arrogance, and accusations, and maybe even some new connections on whether they were an attack on Israel, reminders of the Holocaust, after this kerfuffle, the ads were allowed to stay. Now, next month, the one-year contract will end. Has our community benefited from this year of the ad? The Church of Reconciliation has spent considerable time during this year reflecting whether this ad was worth it. We, like Chapel Hill, when faced with this ad in our face as we ride the bus, realize that the Middle East is under stress and that there is Israeli oppression in Palestine, and now we need to decide what shall we do next as a religious community of faith. We can say forget about it and move on to much more local issues. What say y'all? Is this a forgettable problem, or does it need another step to community sharing? This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.